Hey everybody, it's Justin. This week on the show, Bob, Fredo, and Joey came on to talk about faces. And afterwards, I sprung a question on them about if they started their own rock and roll station. And here's part of the conversation that sprung from that.
Depends what kind of mood I'm in. No, but and I say that, I don't say that like in jest. I say it because I like a lot of stuff, but I don't like a lot of stuff too. Mm-hmm. If I was going to pick, you know what? I think the first song I would start with would probably be like Highway to Hell.
Oh, okay. I'm into it. I like that. That's a really good
because it's first got one. It's got a great opening riff. Everybody knows it. It's kind of evil because it's all about hell and the devil and stuff. And I'm bowdy when it comes to hell and the devil and stuff. So it's like, yeah, you know, like you get it all there. Like, what's this all about? Oh, listen to that loud, obnoxious guitar and that not so great singing. And it's about the devil. Like, that's wonderful. Like that kind of covers all your bases.
It's got everything you need. I think that's a great, great pick.
The devil.
The devil, dudes. The fucking devil, dudes.
The fun part is like, and then I'd probably go with like maybe a little Dio Sabbath.
Ooh.
Because Dio Sabbath. We like heaven and hell more in this house. We're very much a Dio Sabbath family, and I don't know how that happened, but yeah.
I you know what? That might be my first song, would be Mob Rules.
Because, like, I think a lot of people know about Ozzy Sabbath, and Ozzy Sabbath is great, but there's just something so fun about Dio Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a completely different band. Like, when you listen to Dio Sabbath, it doesn't make sense. You're like, how are these two bands the same? Because, like, there's no, I mean, it's just, but it's so good. I really dig Dio Sabbath. I wish Dio Sabbath got more love.
Eventually, we will get back around to, because we did Ozzy Sabbath. Eventually, we'll do Dio Sabbath.
Well, there's only two, there's like three records. There's Mob Rules, Heaven and Hell, and they did another record under a different name that I can't remember the name of right on top. So there's only three albums. You probably just have to do everything else but Ozzy Sabbath.
Okay.
Well, that would include Born Again with Ian Gillan. Which has the song Zero the Hero, which is awesome.
Yeah, because what's his name is in that band? The guy from Deep Purple, right?
Yeah, that's Ian Gillan.
That's Jim.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. So you'd have to do everybody but Ozzy Sabbath.
All right, I'd be into
which
that,
would be
though.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Put Bob and I down.
All right. I think somebody else wanted to do Dio Era, but I can't remember.
But we're not doing Dio Era.
Well, I know we'd
we're
be doing
everybody but Ozzy Era.
Right. I'd have to listen to a lot of the other stuff because I've listened to so much Dio Sabbath. But I mean, I don't mind listening to Deep Purple Sabbath.
Deep Purple Sabbath.
You're gonna put? I mean, it's one song. Fucking Zero to Hero. Dude, it's got such a fucking great bass line that goes on for 47 minutes. It's fucking awesome.
The album's...
Right, well, I'm going to go, dudes, because I got to go get my kids, dude.
Yes, sir. Please send a selfie to the chat group, sir.
I sure will.
Thank you.
I sure will.
You got to put the kids to sleep, dude.
Later, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob France.
All right. Love you, brother.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too, guys. Hey, man. It's nice to meet you, bud. Is he still here?
No, he left.
I think
Justin, I think it's just you and me.
No, there he is.
No, yeah, who else? He Bob knows everybody else. So when he's that nice meeting you, we just take him.
Yeah, that's true. That's me.
Nice
to meet you, Bob. No, you can't hear this.
So
nice meeting you, dude. I was on the radio with you know 20 years ago.
So you said Mob Rules would be your first song, Fredo?
That's not a song that I would have even thought of, but it'd be such a perfect fucking rock station song to fucking just say, yeah, you know what? Fuck you, radio. This is, you know, fuck you, regular radio, terrestrial radio. This is the fucking, this is real fucking rock. And you know who rules here? The mob rules. Ah, you know. fucking just start playing deeper fucking cuts that nobody fucking listens to it. And then maybe some winger.
All right. No, man, like, what's funny is, yeah, I would definitely include some winger. When we did them on the show, I feel like we did them a great service that day because everybody knows.
Oh, sure.
I think everybody was grossed out. Everybody, like, that would probably listen to the
Stewart,
show.
Stewart, bro. Stewart.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta say.
All that. Like, all of that. And I feel like we did a good job of erasing that. Well, I mean, obviously, we're not going to be able to. We're but three people. But, you know, like, anybody we reached with that could finally go, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. This is what they are. And they're fucking really good at what they do.
They are a good band. They're fucking... again, Beavis and Butthead. It's the only reason that fucking people think they suck. People think they suck who've never listened to their music. It's like, how the fuck can you say they suck?
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, Stewart had their shirt. Okay, well, then you know what? You're a fucking moron. Why don't you go watch Stereo and become one of those fucking idiots, too? Stupid ass.
So, Joey, if you got the keys to a radio station... and you could start playing whatever the hell you wanted, what would be your first song?
See, that's what I was distracted with because I was trying to come up with my answer. Ah. We would eventually get to this point. So one of my friends and I, we did like between me and a few other friends, we like did this kind of, we kind of streamed a radio show like right at the outset of the pandemic. Because we didn't have anything to do. We were just like, let's just play music for people. That'll be fun. And we settled on... we always started the show with Eruption because it was always fun to see what you could immediately follow it up with. Mm. Because, I mean, inherently... I mean, it's radio-wise, it's obviously played as an intro. But for us, it was fun to experiment. In the spirit of... in the spirit of like that rock and roll feel though, I'm trying to think what I'd follow it up with here. The best idea I was coming up with was Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. Ooh. And just blow it out of the water just to get started.
I'm into that.
I think that'll be my answer.
I'm really into that actually.
So Eruption into Sabotage.
And there you have it. Our conversation about if we started our own rock and roll station, how would it all begin? If you'd like to hear the rest of that, it is on After the Fact number 60, and that is via patreon.com/ohhijustin. And also be on the lookout for our episode on Faces. Our conversation on Faces hits deprogrammed on all podcast platforms this Thursday.